We have to do this the morning after the Eagles destroy the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Oh, no.
Tyler, bring him in. Let's eavesdrop on the Touchdown Brothers, Philadelphia All Sports Radio.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there he goes, Tim Tattelshaw from around the horn on ESPN, jeez. And he kept bringing up a Richardson High School Hall of Fame.
Where the heck is? Why do we even care about? Nobody cares
Richardson?
About. Where is
I've
this?
I've never heard of Richardson. Where's Richardson?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
It's a subway, but Dallas. He works for the Dallas Morning News.
I'm sorry.
He's from Dallas.
He's
Anthony. Why?
You're telling me that the guy we've been booking throughout football season is from Dallas?
Well, Richardson.
Okay, big deal. It's a suburb in Dallas.
Why would we have this guy
on?
Jeez.
Have you not taught him anything?
Look.
The morning after the Super Bowl, we got to talk to a guy from Dallas.
All right, he's my nephew. Anthony's my nephew.
Yeah.
I messed up, okay? I let him produce the show as a favor to his mother because he's had a hard time since, she's had a hard time since Mikey ran out on her. Left her with her two boys. But
yeah, by the way, how's she doing? What's she up to?
Anthony, you stop it right now, Tony. I swear to God.
I think she likes
you. You come after my sister one more time, I'm going to punch you.
Come on. She comes after me.
Look, it's time to make a change with Anthony, okay?
He's
obviously a little special needs.
He's got a Dallas bias,
you know,
somehow.
My sister worries about him, you know.
I
didn't know he was so awkward that he would only book Dallas jerk-offs like Tim Tattelshaw. He is. He's awkward. He's ridiculous.
I got a bulletin for you, Anthony. The Eagles won the Super Bowl last night.
Jeez.
We don't want to talk to somebody from Dallas.
It's about time to take Anthony down to the river and tell him about the rabbits again, all right? All right. All right, listen. Jimmy Amendola here. He's Tony Ragu.
Tony Ragu.
Thanks to our guests last hour, Edward and Joel Klatt. They were great. And
also,
big thanks to Javier. That was one of my favorite 45-minute interviews we've ever done.
That guy is unbelievable.
He's unbelievable. He's our new correspondent from New Orleans. I love how accessible he is to our show.
Yeah, really accessible.
Anyway,
all
right, we got to talk Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
All right, fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah.
I am so glad that those classless Kansas City fans are learning what a failed quarterback Pat Mahomes is.
Patrick, let's go homie.
That is great.
I'm a loser.
That is great.
I'm a loser.
And they should. Tay-Tay, and I swear she was crying.
She was
crying.
By the way, and by the way, I looked up some of her songs. It's amazing. I give her credit. Apparently, she's already writing about last night's Super Bowl.
You got a list of her songs?
I got a list of her songs right
here. Hey, will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Will you do me a favor? I'm so interested in this. Take that list and roll it up real tight and then shove it up your ass, okay? That shows you how interested I am.
Let me give you some of these songs by Tay-Tay. This one, I guess, is about Travis Kelce. It's called What's Going On in His Head, I guess, because it's called Blank Space.
That is so good. That is so good.
Here's
that you said.
One. Here's another one she wrote about the first half leading up to the first two quarters of the game. It's called Is It Over Now?
And then because they were sucking so bad.
And then, one more. My boyfriend is old, slow, and sucks at football.
Maybe I need
songs.
To check out more of her music. She's right on.
Hey, speaking of songs, what was going on at halftime?
Yeah, I didn't get any of that.
Apparently that guy Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah,
he was ragging on some a Duke.
No, I think it's Drake.
I knew it was a college.
You did have that right. Yeah, I didn't understand it. You know, it moved too fast for me.
Yeah, career
I couldn't
advice.
Understand any of it because he's ramping so fast.
Yeah, slow it down just a little bit, you know, and, maybe we'll get half of it.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, slow it down and talk, you know, where people can understand.
Right, right. Yeah, slow it down kind of like the Chiefs offense. Man, they suck.
God, I love being from
we need
Philly.
A statue for Jalen Hurts, for Saquon Barkley, and for Sirianni.
Oh, man. These guys.
They need a statue.
These guys, they're the best.
They're unbelievable.
We need a whole Mount Rushmore for those three guys.
And, they're talking about, three-peat for Kansas City. Three-peat. I'm seeing maybe 7 feet for the Eagles.
Probably. I had eight feet written down, but yeah.
Who's going to prevent that? The Cowboys?
I don't think so. All right, let's go to the phones now. Let's go to, let's see.
Where are we going to go?
Sal in South Philly. You're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
What do you say? What do you know?
What's going on there, Sal?
I'm so happy, and I'm still a little drunk. Something's up all night. Who's
who? Yeah. Did you make it down to the game there where you're in New Orleans? Is that where you watch the game?
No, I know you guys tried to get me tickets.
But I
appreciate the efforts. And
no
I
problem.
You didn't return my calls because you were busy and stuff.
Yeah,
busy
well,
week.
Well, we
Super
figured
Bowl
you'd be
week,
busy.
You know,
wouldn't have time for a call.
So I ended up watching the games with my mother in the upstairs. She let me upstairs, so it's cool.
Okay,
moving on up.
Who's, who's, who's?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Sirianni's. For sainthood.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have only 3 miracles, I think, for sainthoods.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts for president.
Okay.
Now
we can
you're
go
talking.
With that. Yeah.
Now you're
yeah.
two walking.
Yeah.
Vic Fangio's for mayors of Phillies.
Or Secretary of Defense. How about that?
All I could think of was poor Jerry's Jones.
Yeah. Watching and crying all the way from Dallas.
Oh, how long's it been since the Cowgirls won one? Like 1,000 years?
That's so true.
Something like
the thing you're saying.
Or 21.
Hey, can I come over to your houses tonight and celebrate? Woo!
Yeah.
We're going to be out. We're probably going to be out tonight. We got something at a bar downtown.
Well, that's cool. Hey, I got one's questions for you two guys.
Yeah, right. Yeah, what's that, Sal? Go ahead, Sal.
Do the Cowboys suck a lot?
World champs!
Eagles, baby! Eagles, baby! Eagles! Coming up next, Justin Montemayor comes on to talk about his top 5 Nick Sirianni flavored salsas, and he'll also tell us why he thinks Jan 6 was a great idea. That's coming up next. Right.
Wow.
That
show is so loud. So loud.
So exhausting.